back starting on Sunday?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I look at it as another opportunity, you know, and it is exciting, and that's all you can really ask for, you know, as a player, is opportunities, and, you know, my process and preparation all week has been the same, you know, as the previous weeks, and, you know, it'll be exciting, obviously, after being out for a week, to get back out there and get a chance to you know, make some plays and get some things going.
Hugh Jackson indicated that, you know, he really wants to take a look at you now. And really determine if, you know, you can be the guy and they don't have to worry about bringing in another quarterback in the future. Just could you, you know, touch on, you know, whether or not he's expressed that to you, and then also your approach now as you enter what is probably best termed an audition.
Yeah. I mean, that's those last, you know, five games or, you know, games that I, those two games I came out in. But that's how every game is. You know, it's an opportunity, you know, and that's how you have to approach it as a player. You know, and whether it's one player, a full game, or a couple plays here and there, you know, there's so many good athletes and good players in this league, and you know, it's tough, you know, to be successful. You know, you have to work really hard at it, and you know, for me, my approach has been the same. You know, these last 5 weeks that I got a chance to play and start, you know, going into this week and whatever happens, you know, moving forward, is, you know, I just prepare the same way and approach it as an opportunity, because you never know how many you're going to get. You know, so my process and my preparation, you know, has been that is prepared as a starter every week. And to get another chance, another opportunity this weekend is exciting for me. And, you know, I'm just going to continue to take it the same way and treat it the same way.
When you're going up against Dak, do you have any, is there any part of you that wants to say, hey, you know, I'm better than he is, or as good as he is, or any, is there anything like that?
No, that's, you know, I'm not going to be on the field the same time as Dak. And you know, so for me, it's focusing on their defense, you know, focusing on controlling what I control, and that's how I play, and that's how we play as an offense, and that's been my biggest focus. And, you know, you never want to make it about, you know, anything other than the team, you know, so for me, it's always been, you know, team-oriented, team-focused, everything's about the team, everything's about the offense, and that's just the same mindset I've always kept, you know, and it allows you to eliminate all the other outside noise and different things that may, you know, be brought up throughout the week or maybe a headline. But for me, it's always been just focus on what I can control, and that's how I prepare and play, and that's how the offense plays.
Are you grateful? You could have gone back to McCown, you know. Mm-hmm. Are you grateful to be able to get back in there and get this extended opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, it's another opportunity, and I'm excited, you know, very excited. It was tough, you know, being out last week, but Josh has still been, you know, great for me. He's been awesome, and he's been the same way during this week and helped me out, and, you know, just – I'm very thankful that I have, you know, Josh McCown as a guy to, as a mentor, as a guy to look up to, a guy to learn from. And he does, you know, and has done so many great things in the NFL and for this team. And I've been very fortunate, you know, to have him, you know, right there helping me out. And, you know, like I said before, you know, I might bug him sometimes and ask him too many things, but he never hesitates. He's always right there to help me. And just yesterday we stayed and watched film together, and he stayed here, you know, late with me and watched it and helped me out and walked me through different things. So. And I've been very fortunate to have Josh, you know, as a mentor.
What's it say about him that, you know, some guys, I mean, you know, he's a competitor, so some guys might be bitter, you know, mm-hmm. going back to the other guy, but he's like the opposite, right?
He's been awesome, yeah. He's you know, just a true pro and a guy that I truly, you know, want to learn from. You know, if I'm fortunate enough to play as long as he did, you know, a lot of that would be due to him, just because everything he's taught me so young and so early in my career. And just not even the football side of it, just how to handle things, you know, how to focus on, you know, different things and control, like I said, what you can control and not make it too big for yourself. And he's been great, you know, this whole week and throughout, you know, really since I've been here. So I've been very fortunate.
Obviously, Hugh showed a tremendous amount of faith and belief in you by, mm-hmm. you know, drafting you. But what do you think you need to show going forward here to prompt him to feel comfortable with showing even more faith and giving you more of a commitment?
Yeah, and for me, it's just been the same as always. You know, just give it everything I have, you know, and you know, do everything I can to help us win, you know, and prepare. And like I said before, you know, I never want to go into a game, you know, nervous or not ready or feeling unprepared. And the rest of it will come. You know, obviously I got to make plays, and then third down's another big emphasis. But there's, you know, only so many things that you can do, you know, each time you're out there, so you don't want to try to do it all at once. You know, you focus on the situation and, you know, that play or that game or that, you know, whatever it may be. And for me, you know, I want to continue to keep growing and keep learning. This game is, it's tough. You know, the NFL is hard, and You know, you have to always be tuned in, always be prepared, and continue to work hard, and that's something that, you know, I want to continue to do.
Is that something has he spelled it out to you? I mean, has he met with you and said, hey, Cody, you're the guy?
No.
This is what I'm expecting going forward and what I'm looking for?
No, he's just always helped me out, you know, always telling me, you know, what to read on certain plays, what to do in this situation, you know, how to make this play work, different things like that. So that's always been, you know, big for me to have your head coach, you know, that involved with you as a quarterback and in that position. And he's done, you know, a lot of great things that have helped me, you know, feel a lot more comfortable. And he's a big part of my success so far as well. And, you know, and things that have happened. But, you know, it's a tough league, like I said, and you got to lean on those guys, you know, with your head coach and Pep and Josh McCown and Robert and all these other guys that I've experienced. You know, I've been very fortunate to have them help me out.
When you look at, you know, obviously Dak's record, he's won six straight, and then, you know, your record isn't obviously what you want it to be right now. Do you have to, you know, remind yourself that, you know, certain people land in different situations? You know, you landed on a team that's rebuilding and not necessarily ready to win yet, and you landed on a great team.
No, I love it here. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. You know, and I'm excited, and I love that, you know, the underdog mentality. And obviously there's been some games we've been very close in, and unfortunately we didn't finish, and it presents itself a challenge. You know, that's what it is each week. You know, okay, we didn't finish, and we didn't get this one, but, you know, next week, let's work on this. Let's work on putting a complete game together. Let's finish, you know, and it's always a challenge, you know, and it's exciting as a competitor. That's what you want. You know, you want a challenge. You want something that's not given to you, but you got to work for it, you know, and this team has been, you know, through a lot, and it's awesome to be a part of it. And like I said, you know, there's nowhere else I'd rather be. And, you know, this front office and the coaching staff and the players and the guys in this locker room have been great to me and the other rookies. You know, and they've welcomed us in, and we want to do everything we can to help them out.
So your statistics through your five starts are impressive. Mm-hmm. And we know you played well, but you haven't won.
Yeah.
And my question is winning a quarterback stat? Because, for instance, whenever anyone writes about, you know, just any name over there, Tank Carter, we don't say he's such and such as a starter. Mm-hmm. The record's always tied to the quarterback. Is that fair, and is that really something you're responsible for?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a team effort, and you know, your offense, defense, everyone together. But as a quarterback, that's something you take pride in, you know, being the starting quarterback and winning the game. And that's something that you should take pride in, you know, obviously, if you're the starter, and that's, you know, a big part of it. And for me, obviously, you know, we haven't got one yet, but that just, you know, makes you want it more and more and more. And we've been close a couple times, but at the end of the day, you know, you have to continue to compete and do maybe something extra here and there, or some guys. But that's the best part about this team. You know, guys work together. We're a team. Everyone helps each other, and you never put it on one person. You never, you know, point out anyone. We always stay together. And for me, I just want to do everything I can to help us win. You know, and that's my goal, and that's my job as a quarterback, is, you know, to put us in the right position to win, to make plays, and do things that, you know, are necessary for you as a quarterback to win a game. And that's the main stat I care about, like I told you guys before. And you know, I know it might sound like, you know, what you're supposed to say, but that's truly how I feel. You know, the other stats are what they are. And obviously, if you have good stats, it gives you a better chance. But at the end of the day, as a quarterback, you know, you focus on winning the game. And that's what your main goal is.
When we talked to Dak on the phone the other day, mm-hmm. He admitted that, you know, if he wakes up every day motivated to prove mm-hmm. everyone wrong for overlooking him all the way mm-hmm. until the fourth round of the draft. Can you sort of understand where he's coming from with that? And do you feel the same way about your situation?
I mean, you always wake up motivated, and especially as a competitor, you know, and you want to be successful. You want to do things like that. But his situation is different than mine, you know, obviously, and that's something that, you know, that's how he feels and that's how he works. And Dak's a great guy and a great quarterback, and I know he works hard. And I've known him for a while. But, yeah, that's, you know, for me, my focus is always in and come in and do everything I can and compete. And, you know, I've always felt that, you know, if you get beat out or if you lose and someone's just better than you and plays better, then okay. But, you know, I could never live with myself if I didn't do enough. And I felt like, you know, I didn't put everything I had into it. And that's always kind of my mindset when I wake up and go through the day and go through practice and preparation, watching film, is, you know, you have to put everything you have into it. And that's what it takes, you know, to be successful. And like I said, watching Josh, you know, Josh has a process every week he does. And, you know, I'm trying to learn from that and pick things that work for me and things that I, you know, might do different. But, yeah, I mean, that's as a competitor and whatever sport it is, and especially football, you know, you want to put everything you have into it and work as hard as you can to be successful.
But getting overlooked until the third round, draft and not being mentioned, you know,
yeah,
those other guys. I mean,
you know, like I said, man, that's something I can't control. You know, and that's all I wanted was an opportunity, and you know, I was very happy and very fortunate that you know, the Cleveland drafted me, and I was very excited. And for me, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, it's focused on what you can control, and I'm excited to be here, and you know, you get an opportunity no matter where. You know, and you see all the time stories, guys get drafted here and there at different spots. But, you know, the main part of it is when you get your chance and what are you going to do with it. And that's just been my focus, you know, is getting these opportunities, getting games like this as a rookie is, you know, I want to go out there and play well and prepare and you know, do everything I can to help our team win.
Having to sit out a week, was there any rust factor this week in practice, and were you able to knock it off?
It was. You know, obviously last week was tough, not be able to do anything, but this is a protocol, and obviously it's there for a reason, and you know, you just got to go through it. But you know, getting back out, it was awesome to be back out there with the guys in the practice field, and I felt, you know, very tuned in. I was mentally all week. You know, last week I was in every meeting, watching film, doing everything I can that was allowed of me through the protocol, but. Yeah, I mean, it was great to get back out there and kind of pick up where I left off and you know, continue to get some rhythm with the guys again.
You talk about opportunities that, you know, that are presented to you or in front of you or whatever, but how do you compartmentalize the enormity of the opportunity that's in front of you while also maintaining the level of focus that you need to have week to week and not become overwhelmed by it?
Just, like I said, you keep it the same, you know, and it's just another game. You know, it's another opportunity, another game, and you can't make, like I said, the moment too big. You know, you want to stay focused and stay in your own lane and control what you can control and be involved with these guys in the locker room and on the practice field and everything else, you know, outside of this locker room and, you know, the front office and the coaches is just things you can't control, you know, and like I said, headlines or different things like that. So what I focus on is like I said, you know, my team and you know, the guys around me and, you know, the coaching staff and everyone. You just, you know, focus on that, and it really helps you, you know, stay calm and narrow everything down.
Uncertainty at center, does that, you know, heading into the game, does that, you know, rattle you in any way that you don't know necessarily who's going to be snapping the ball?
No, I've played with all of them, you know, Cam and obviously Greco was there and Austin Ryder for a week, so we have a lot of guys that feed off each other and do a great job, and, you know, really is kind of the next man up mentality, so, you know, whoever's in there and ready to go on Sunday, you know, we all have that chemistry and we all work together and got reps together. So, you know, you just continue to go and whoever's in there, you guys just compete together.
You good?
Well, can I ask one more thing real quick? How have you and Corey been connecting as the week has gone along?
Yeah, been really good. Really good to have Corey back out there. Obviously, he's, you know, a very great football player, great competitor. And, you know, we worked on stuff all week and got to throw with him and get a rhythm back. And, you know, I've been throwing with Corey since, you know, combine training, all that. So it was nice to have him back out there and running routes and being full go. So, you know, and he's, like I said, a competitor, and he's excited to be back out there.